let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Thy Kingdom Come, reevaluating the historicist interpretation of the Revelation by Marcou and Jerry Huerta, examines the rise of Protestantism and their commercial activities to establish that they fulfill the prophecies concerning the apocalyptic horsemen of the seven seals. Marcou and Jerry are a family of lay authors who have dedicated years of their lives to the intense study of the historicist interpretations of the book of Revelation. They believe they have written a book for our time that renovates the historicist house. Marcou and Jerry Huerta, authors of Thy Kingdom Come, reevaluating the historicist interpretation of the Revelation, authors of the book, and with us on the program to talk about it is Jerry Huerta. Jerry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick.
This is such an important book, and it really, for many, will be a life-changing book. I sort of gave a very, very brief synopsis there. Talk about the book and the importance of what it is that you and Marcou have done literally over the course of the last four decades.
Well, as you said, it's a renovation of the historicist model, as opposed to there's other schools of thought like the Preterists and Futurists are the main other schools, but mine is taking off on the historicists, and it's a reevaluation of how they organize the book and how they see it structured in order to determine how history is fulfilled by looking at the book. My model is a narration and the symbolism of that develops the four horsemen and the rise of Protestantism. As opposed to the traditional model, which takes the four horsemen back in history to the first century. In essence, they are a phenomenon that happened in the first century, like the rise of the church and the history that followed. And in some renditions, merely the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
With us on the program, Jerry Huerta, if you're looking for that, and we'll give you information where the book's available. That's Huerta. His website is historicist.net. I'll give you all that information throughout the program. I talk about historicism. Exactly what is that, especially in relationship to futurism and preteritism?
Well, preterism is the perception of that Revelation just represents the events, phenomenon during the first century, actually the destruction of the Jewish temple. They use temporal indicators to shore up their school or their beliefs. One of them being the very onset, it says that the things which must surely come to pass is what's being revealed in Revelation. But the imminence in temporal indicators are not reliable because God uses imminence to maintain vigilance and discourage apathy. So that reliance is does not do well for preterism. Futurism believes everything is going to happen in the future at the return of Christ. And there are all the events that are portrayed in the seals and the trumpets and the plagues are all lump sum into God's wrath. And this is where they fail, because in reading the book of Revelation, there's a clear indication that the wrath of God is merely on the last event, the seventh trumpet. So the seals and the initial trumpets are phenomena that precede this. And I think historicism actually brings out the proper tools in order to determine what those seals, the four horsemen, for example, and the trumpets represent.
Why did you choose, I'm fascinated by this, choose to write about historicism? Where did that come from? What made you decide this is something I want to look into, research, and write about?
Well, historicism, as I said, represents the proper interpretation. They have the proper tools that allow us to unfold or unlock what the prophecies mean. One of the tools is a day for a year in prophecy. There's 1260 days that are mentioned many places in scripture, in Daniel and Revelation. And they are not to be interpreted as literal days, but actually years. This was determined actually in going back to Daniel. In Daniel chapter 8, it says there are 70 weeks that are determined upon his people before And this is the prelude to the Messiah coming. And when they figured out along these last 2,000 years that this day year principle, they realized that the 70 weeks are not actually 70 weeks, but actually 490 years day for year principle. And that's one of the principles that Historicum is founded upon. And that led them to understand, Martin Luther to understand that the Antichrist is not a phenomenon in the future, but is a phenomenon in our history at the fall of the Roman Empire. That's basically what Daniel says. You will see the rise of the Antichrist. And Martin Luther determined who that Antichrist was from the book of Revelation and Daniel.
Jerry Huerta, our guest on This Week in America, that's Huerta, along with Marsu. They have written the book, Thy Kingdom Come, Reevaluating the Historicist Interpretation of the Revelation. His website is historicist.net. You'll find that by going to our website, This Week in America, book available at the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iUniverse. And again, we'll give you those before the program is over. Jerry, why did you feel there was a need to reevaluate historicism?
Well, as I said, historicism, I do believe, has the correct principles of interpretation, but that doesn't preclude or eliminate the progressive revelation. In essence, that God reveals the fulfillment of a prophecy in time. From the perspective of looking back in history, we can't determine, you know, prophecy before it happens in history. So yes. that's just a non sequitur. As history advances and prophecies are fulfilled, God, through his revelation, will allow us to see these things happening in history and reconcile them to his prophecies. Progressive revelation is a move to a greater truth. Now, the historicists themselves have corrected their past mistakes. So I'm doing nothing new in historicism. That I want to make clear. What I'm doing is, as history now has come to our time, we can look back and see where the historicists have made errors in judgment about the fulfillment of prophecy. And this is what my book is about, is correcting those errors.
So what would be the significant difference between the book that you've written, Thy Kingdom Come, and past books on historicism? What's the major difference, do you think?
Well, a major difference is as I establish a linear narration starting from Revelation chapter 1 through chapter 11. Through the use of the Hebraic calendar and its progressive festivals, as well as progressive guidelines in the book of Revelation, such as Revelation 4:1 states, I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now, the traditional view really downplay that, and to, in essence, to establish their position that there isn't, or to continually break that linear narration from Revelation chapter 1 through 11. Their model continually breaks that linear narration in determining the seals and the trumpets and the plagues, and to the point is that an early expositor, Edward Bishop Elliot, determined that all but the last plagues had been poured out during the French Revolution, which is really untenable. The plagues are the wrath of God and the church, The New Testament pretty much tells us that the church will be taken out of the way during the wrath of God. And that will be just prior to Christ's coming at the seventh trumpet, according to Revelation 11. So this continuous break in the narration in the traditionalist point of view is not warranted. And that's what my book's about, is to straighten out what they made crooked.
The book is Thy Kingdom Come, Reevaluating the Historicist Interpretation of the Revelation. The author is Jerry Huerta, along with Marsu. Jerry is with us on the program today. How did you come to the conclusion in the book that Protestantism plays in the book? How did you get that?
Well, as I said, the narration and symbolism of the apocalyptic horsemen convey phenomenon. And that phenomenon leads to the martyrdom of the saints in the fifth seal. In essence, then, what follows the four horsemen is the most infamous wars, death, economic disruptions, and famine. And that's easily seen in our contemporary history with the secularization of society by Protestantism. The story of the secularization of society by Protestantism is rife with the exploitation of their own brethren to enrich themselves, which has been well documented by their own brethren in England and America. The lives of wage earners, men, women, and children, were made miserably short by the working conditions of the Industrial Revolution, which, as I said, is well documented in our contemporary times. And that's what led me to see, by placing the seals or the four horsemen in its proper place in history through the Hebraic calendar, it opened up that looking for the horsemen in that time. Then it's the rise of Protestantism fits the prophecies, the imagery, and just perfectly, the symbolism perfectly.
Yes.
Yes.
What kind of evidence do you provide to support your conclusions?
First and primary, as I said, it's the Hebraic calendar and its prophetic observations that determine when we should be looking for these horsemen. In particular, the autumnal festivals of Yom Teruah and which is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They pretty much explain the symbolism of the temple that's used continuously in Revelation 1 through 11. The other symbolism is derived from the scriptures themselves also, and they really point to, as I said, these great social upheavals that we see once you place the four horsemen under seals, the commencement of them in their proper place in history. Then we see that it is easily seen that that the Protestants represent that these phenomena that are occurring that are depicted in the four horsemen. And there's numerous sources that I cite in the book from 19th and 20th century authors about what was happening during these times that substantiate what I'm saying. And vindicate my model of revelation.
Our time is going by so quickly. Jerry Wurcha, our guest on the program, talking about the book he's written with Marcy Wurcha, Thy Kingdom Come, Reevaluating the Historicist Interpretation of the Revelation. How does the imagery of the horsemen correspond with contemporary history?
Well, as I said, I've done an extensive amount of documentation on this, and many authors bring out that Protestant missionary imperialism rose, and how I see it in that imagery of the white horse, it represents the ramifications of the historic history that followed them. What the history that followed in the rise of Protestantism is a major change in the economy. Of course, we know it as capitalism today, or laissez-faire, as Eric Hobsbawm termed it, and others. It was the first attempt at globalism, as historian Nigel Ferrison states in his book, A Scent of Money. And this imagery, then, the white rider is easily seen as Protestant missionary imperialism that rose during this time, and the wars that followed for the resources of the world are easily seen in the rider of the Red Horse. The alterations in commerce that caused a lot of hardships are depicted by the imagery of the Black Horse, and of course, there were famines that followed, which I document in the book.
Yes.
That is the imagery of the pale horse.
How do you respond to those who look at the same history, but they look at it differently, portraying Protestantism in a more beneficial light?
Well, the perception that the Industrial Revolution was a boon to mankind is nothing new. Our advancements in material wealth and the rise of standard of living is tied to the Industrial Revolution. But what is often neglected in our contemporary history is the cost. It can't be rightly divided that millions of men and women and children live short and miserable lives as to attain these advancements. And today, the third world is feeling the ramifications because they're the new cogs in the so-called progress that never seems to end. I cite many sources in the book to vindicate my position. One of them is from author John Hoggs in Livestock Production Science in 1992, where he states, Any economic system that separates the poor from their land or takes away their market from selling food inevitably perpetuates poverty, increases hunger, and adds to the threat of famine. Globalizing agriculture and food on the basis of free trade runs that risk. Western governments know from their own experience over the last 200 years that food cannot be treated simply as a tradable commodity subject to unrestrained capitalism without sooner or later running into socioeconomic imbalances. And that's actually the history of the first attempt at globalism and the Protestant missionary imperialism that pretty much colonized a good portion of the world.
Boy, a fascinating topic that you've done so well with, Marsu, and in literally decades of research looking at this from all sides. A couple minutes left in the program. What do you hope people take from reading the book, discover from your book, Thy Kingdom Come?
Well, the object of my book is to reveal that we are undergoing the antitypical days of Yom Terel or Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of the Trumpets, as it's called in by many expositors. And that antitypical day is for the purpose of disciplining the church and preparing his people to meet the Creator, which is the next events in the trumpets that leading up to the return of Christ. And this parallels the spirit of the Church of the Laodiceans that is admonished to repent due to their fallen condition of self-indulgence and prodigal material concerns, a conditions which spawn persistent provocation of God to punish his people in the past. Now, the spirit of promise, Protestantism, has claimed that they are rich and increased with goods because they are blessed by God. But they know not, according to what it says about the Laodicean church, they know not that they're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And in fact, their prosperity was built on the exploitation of their brethren, which can hardly be attributed to the blessings from God. This is what I would have the people who read my book garner as the object of my book, is to show that our prosperity can't be held as a blessing from God when it was built upon exploiting their own brethren.
It's such a fascinating and important work done by our guest on the program, Jerry Huerta and Marsu. Huerta is H-E-U-R-T-A. The book is Thy Kingdom Come, Reevaluating the Historicist Interpretation of the Revelation. Jerry's website is historicist.net. That's HISTORICIST.net. Great information there. You can order the book there as well. This will be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book available the usual places as well, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iUniverse. And again, all the information will be available on our website. Jerry, it's been a pleasure and enlightening experience having you with us on the program. Thank you so much for sharing Thy Kingdom Come with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick, for the opportunity.
It has been a pleasure. And once again, our guest is Jerry Huerta. The book is Thy Kingdom Come, Reevaluating the Historicist Interpretation of the Revelation. You'll find information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.